Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date with what's happening here at WVIA and beyond. Today, we'll hear about Wednesday's age-friendly Lackawanna celebration at Naog Park in Scranton. And cuts to Job Corps have left some Pennsylvania students unsure of the future. We'll hear from one student in Pittsburgh. It's Thursday, June 12th. Let's get into it. First, though, the Pennsylvania State House has voted to raise the minimum wage, on a county-by-county basis, at least. Tom Reese reports for WVIA.
The bill would set a $15 minimum wage for Allegheny and the state's other most populated counties by 2028, while the wage would be only $12 an hour in the least populated counties. Philadelphia's wage would start at $15 next year and increase from there. Allegheny County Democrat Emily Kincaid said the current minimum of $7.25 an hour keeps people in poverty.
Is the American dream a healthy myth that inspires us to aim high? Or are we selling a mass delusion that keeps people from confronting the fact that poor Americans tend to remain poor regardless of how hard they work?
Republicans say employers already pay more than the law now requires, and the current rate is a good floor for teenage workers. They say the bill would be hard on employers that operate across county lines. All House Democrats voted for the legislation, and all Republicans opposed it. The bill now moves to the Republican-controlled Senate. In Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Thanks, Tom, for that story. Now, speaking of state politics, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro spoke at West Scranton High School's graduation ceremony on Wednesday night. Shapiro addressed the 335 West Scranton grads partially due to Drew Popish, his Northeast Regional Director and a proud Invader alum. Jason Kavulich, Secretary of the Department of Aging, is also a West Scranton graduate. Much of the governor's nearly 20-minute speech inside the Lackawanna College Student Union Gymnasium focused on students following their own paths. More than 125,000 Pennsylvania students will graduate from high school by the end of this month. Shapiro plans to speak to graduates of Pensbury High School in Bucks County on Thursday. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. Now, this next story comes from Pittsburgh, but it has local implications as well. At least 465 young people in Pittsburgh have been dropped from a federal program that provides free job training and education. As Rachel McDevitt reports for WVIA, many students are unsure of their next moves.
The sun is beating down on Destiny Smith as she stands outside the Pittsburgh Job Corps Center, waiting for a resource fair to open. Smith has been living on campus since January when she started classes. She's not sure where to go now that the Trump administration is ending the program.
It's kind of like iffy now because I don't know where I'm going to go. So it's kind of scary, but I'm trying to block the scary part out.
Smith grew up in Philadelphia and didn't get to finish high school. She says she had to stay home to take care of her grandmother who had cancer.
Once she passed away, then I was okay. I need to try to do better for myself. And I always wanted to go to college and I always wanted to be a nurse.
For 60 years, Job Corps has been providing free education, job training, housing, and meals to low-income students. Youth can get their GED, learn a trade, and enroll in community college, and even get a small stipend for going to class. The Labor Department says the program is not achieving intended outcomes, citing a 38% graduation rate at the cost of $80,000 per student per year. A trade group that represents the program's stakeholders disputes that analysis.
That was Rachel McDevitt reporting. That pause on Job Corps operations also affects two centers in Northeast Pennsylvania, the Keystone Job Corps Center in Drums, Luzerne County, and the Red Rock Job Corps Center in Lopez, Sullivan County. More up to date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarland, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to wvia.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. So, if you were listening to WVIA radio during the day yesterday, you may have heard some of this already. The age-friendly Lackawanna Community Celebration in Scranton's Naog Park supported the aging community with resources, social connections, and activities. The event was hosted by the United Way of Lackawanna, Wayne, and Pike Counties. WVIA's Kat Bolas and other members of the WVIA news team spent the day there.
Mike Castellano from the United Way spoke with WVIA's Haley O'Brien right as the event kicked off.
We're all aging, and so our mission as a collaborative of service providers and nonprofits is to continue to initiate resources and services for those that are aging.
Members of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic played string music while a large crowd meandered meaningfully. They went from table to table, picking up pamphlets, pens, and other items meant to support them. Diane Bouzon is 78. She lives in Troop. She had a bag full of information from the different vendors that she planned to bring home and read. Bouzon also got her blood pressure taken by Penn State nursing students.
Sometimes you don't know what's available, and seeing table after table after table of things, it's good.
Jesse Pierce is from the Pennsylvania Department of Aging. She says Lackawanna County is the newest member of Pennsylvania's age-friendly network.
This celebration today is an example of an age-friendly community in action.
Pennsylvania is the 13th state in the nation to become an age-friendly state. Reporting from Scranton's Naog Park, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat, for that story. The CEO Weinberg Food Bank also taught a citrus summer salad recipe at the event. You can join me here tomorrow for that story. All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org. Plus, check out this week's Eventful for everything going on this weekend, like the Edwardsville Pierogi Festival, Father's Day events, and more. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Remember, if you want to stay in the know, you should subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're at it, you can upgrade your inbox a little bit by signing up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter. You'll get all the local stories you want delivered every Tuesday and Friday morning. Enjoy your Thursday, or should I say Friday Eve? I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.